Book of Genesis, chapter 18. Amen. I'm sure this is a familiar scripture to many of you. Amen. And may not be to some others, but I hope you get familiar with it before we're through tonight. Amen. Genesis chapter 18, began reading with verse 22 and reading the entire balance of the chapter. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Amen. Amen. O God, help us tonight. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, we thank you tonight for the privilege we have to assemble ourselves in your house. We're thankful, God, for your holy word. God, every word on every page is holy. Lord, we want to treat it as divine and holy. We want to reverence it, Lord. We want to respect it. And we want to give heed to the warnings in the Word. Oh God, we pray that in this congregation tonight, Lord, there are souls, there are precious souls. Lord, there are precious souls here tonight that would be unprepared if you should call them or come before this service is over. Lord, I pray that the sweet Holy Ghost will move now in this place. And may your word find its lodging place in every life and every soul. Anoint the word, and we give you the praise and the glory and the thanksgiving for it. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You'll turn over with us into the New Testament in Matthew chapter 25. We want to read just a couple of verses of Scripture. Begin reading at verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. The Lord help us tonight. I'd like to speak to for a little while on the thought, the wrong day to be hunting oil. Amen. The wrong day to be hunting oil. There's not a doubt in my mind that we're living in the end of time. I don't know how close, but we're close. Don't know what day the Lord's going to come, but he's coming. And it's coming soon. He said, Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Amen. The last verse that we read there in chapter 25 of Matthew, he said, Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. And I fear tonight, amen, that there are many who are unaware how close we are to the coming of the Lord. Tonight that there are many, amen, who are not aware that they may be closer to eternity than what they think. Amen. Amen. I read today this scripture reading in Genesis chapter 18. Amen. And I searched and I looked and I noticed one thing in particular. Abraham was interceding to God, amen, for the city of Sodom. Amen. Not so much the city or the buildings or the streets or the shops, but he was interceding to God for the souls that were in that city. Amen. And he said, God, amen, I'm but dust and I'm but ashes, and I have a petition to make. Me and you are friends. You see, for Abraham was called in the Bible a friend of God, for he talked with the Lord and communed with him. I hope the Lord will help me preach tonight. Amen. This is the same Abraham. Amen. Then a couple chapters further over here in chapter 24, amen, that sent Eliezer, his servant, back to his home country, amen, to search for a bride for his son Isaac. Amen. For you see, Abraham was aware that if Isaac formed a matrimonial alliance, amen, with a Canaanite, it would be disastrous and ruinous. Amen to the Jewish or the Israelites' blood. Amen to be contaminated. Oh, Lord, help me preach tonight. And therefore, Abraham told Eliezer to go back. Amen. And he makes his servant to promise him. Amen. If he should die, if Abraham should die and pass off the scene, that Eliezer would be responsible for getting a bride for his son Isaac. Amen. And that he would promise Abraham and vow and swear an oath to Abraham that he would not take of the daughters of the Canaanites, amen, to marry his son Isaac for a bride. Amen. Amen. this is the same Abraham that is interceding to God, amen, for the men of the city of Sodom. Now, all of us here tonight know about the city of Sodom, the most wicked city that ever existed, amen, since the beginning of time, outside of the Tower of Babel. Amen. The wickedness of men came before God. It was so vile and so corrupt that God said, I will now go down and see whether the wickedness of that city is as bad as what has come up before me. And the Bible said that God came down to earth. Amen. And the Lord spake to Abraham while the angels of judgment and the angels of wrath went on toward the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham tarried, and Abraham talked with God. And Abraham said, now, Lord, I am but ashes, and I'm only dust, and I'm only human. I'm a mortal being, but I am interceding to you, amen, for the souls of men, though they wicked may be, that are inside the city of Sodom. Lord, if you find 50 righteous souls in that city, would you spare that city? Amen. Amen. Are y'all still here now? Amen. God, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Amen. Oh, surely the judge of all the earth, amen, would have better judgment than destroy the righteous with the wicked. Lord, if we find 50 righteous, would you spare the city? God said, I'll spare it. Amen, for their sakes. Abraham, amen, stood there a moment. And he said, but now, Lord, amen, I have took it on myself to approach you and intercede for 50 souls. Now let's, amen, consider it. Would you spare the city, amen, from judgment and wrath if we only like 5 having enough to make up 50? And the Lord said, I will spare the city for 45 righteous. Amen. And on it come down. Amen. Abraham brought it down to 40. And then 30, and then 20, and then 10. And Abraham said, Lord, peradventure, amen, I have interceded. I'm only dust, and I'm only ashes. I'm a mortal human being, and you are God that controls the great universe in your hands. Amen, this earth is in the palm of your hands. God, if we find 10 righteous souls in that city, would you spare the city for 10? And the Lord said, I will spare it. I want us to notice something about this intercession of Abraham tonight. He did not say, if I can find 50 church members, amen. Are y'all still here? He did not say, if I can find 50 religious people. He did not say, if I can find 50 that go to church occasionally. Amen. He did not say that if I could find 50, amen, that profess to be saved. He said, Lord, if I can find 50 righteous souls. Amen. Oh, brother. I got my foundation laid. I want to preach now. Amen. The Bible tells us that God could not even so much as find 10 righteous souls in the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah were twin cities joining one another. Amen. It would be similar to Alexandria and Washington, D.C., joining together, a metropolitan city, a gigantic, a huge population, hundreds of thousands of people. But out of that population, God cannot even find 10 righteous souls. I've often wondered why Abraham stopped at 10. Why didn't he say, God, if we find five righteous, would you spare the city? Amen. Surprisingly, he could not even find righteous. Amen. To be truthful, the only righteous soul that was in Sodom and Gomorrah was Lot. Amen. And he was a borderline Christian. Somebody said, what about his two children and his wife? His two children and his wife was only saved for Lot's sake. Amen. Not for their own righteousness. Amen. Oh, brother. But I want to say tonight, we've got many people today that are religious, that go to church. Some profess to be Christians, but yet, amen, when the chips are down, they have no desire to pray, no desire to live godly. Their testimony in the world means nothing. They are a laughing stock, amen, to the world because they live hypocritical. They go to church on Sunday, and on Monday they have no, amen, principles of Christianity. They laugh at the dirtiest of jokes. Amen. They run with the roughest of crowds. Amen. And to think that nobody sees and the preacher don't know I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Amen. God said, the day's coming when my patience is going to run out. Amen. I thought about the 25th chapter of Matthew. And here was five foolish and five wise virgins. The Bible said, amen, that the five wise had oil in the vessels with their lamps. Somebody said the five foolish had oil in the lamps. No, they didn't. The Bible doesn't say they didn't. That they even had any oil at all. Just had lamps without any oil. Amen. Amen. And here they are. The Bible said at the midnight hour, the cry was made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. The truth of the matter is, they had no oil to start with, and they had no fire to start with. Amen. And the wise said unto the foolish, not so, lest there be not enough for you and us both, but go rather to them that buy and sell, and buy for yourselves. And while the foolish was gone in search of oil, the Bible said the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went into the marriage, and the door was shut. And then came those other virgins. Didn't say they ever found any oil, did it? They just came and knocked on the door and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. Amen. And the Lord on the inside, amen, said, I know ye not from whence ye are. Watch and pray, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. There are too many souls, precious souls tonight, that are playing church. Amen. You'd be surprised how many young people think that they've got a lifetime ahead of them to straighten things out and to get things in order. Tonight, amen, read your newspaper and look under the obituary columns. Amen, and there read how many young people, amen, have slipped out of this life into eternity. Amen, at an early age. Some 9 years old, some 14, some 16, some 19, some in the early 20s, as well as those that are up in years. Somebody said the percentage of, amen, folks in up in age, amen, the percentage rate of them dying is higher. No, you are wrong. Did you know, amen, that there is a high rate of percentage of young people slipping out into eternity, not only by disease, but by automobile accidents. Amen. And other freak accidents. Amen. That they never dreamed would happen. Amen. I'm saying to you tonight, don't wait till it's too late. Amen. To decide you need to pray. I wonder tonight, amen, when the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible said that when Lot and his family came out of the city, amen, because of the angels of God took them by the hand and withdrew them from the city. And the Bible said the city was shut up, that neither man went in nor came out. That God closed the gates of the city and rained fire and brimstone down from God out of heaven upon the wickedness of that city and the inhabitants. Amen. Amen. All of us tonight know about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. I wish I had time to go into detail and describe it to you. Wicked, 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 wicked city. And those that were not adulterers and adulteresses and fornicators and whoremongers, amen, or homosexuals and gays and lesbians. Wickedness of cities. Never, never upon the face of the earth has there ever been any city like it before. Amen. In history, history records it to be such a vile and corrupt city that no decent person would dare go near the gates of it. Amen. But the entire population was so vile and filthy and corrupt in their imaginations. Did you know tonight, amen, that 5 years ago, the city of San Francisco, California, amen, had 267,000, amen, confirmed homosexuals and lesbians in it. Amen. We're living on a powder keg tonight that is about to explode in our generation. A powder keg of sin and vileness and corruption. And the Bible said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. What about it, Brother Savage? They were so vile in their concept of life. They gave God no consideration. Amen. They were so wicked in their living. Amen. They were not satisfied with their eyes the way they were. They fixed them up, painted them all sorts of colors, plucked their eyebrows out. Amen. Painted all sorts of diadems and curlicues over it. And not only that, they painted extra eyes in their foreheads. Amen. And all sorts of things. They painted eyes. This is history. Amen. It is a matter of fact. They painted eye pictures of eyeballs and eyelids and eyebrows in their hands. Amen. And they'd wink. Amen. Are y'all still here? With 5 eyes, one in each hand, one in the forehead. Amen. And 2 ordinary ones that looked like probably 6. Amen. And they'd wink at one another. And their vile, filthy, corrupted way of living came up before the throne of God. And God said, I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to wipe it off of the face of the earth. It's more than I can stand. I want to tell you tonight, we're living in the same hour. We're living in just a vile and filthy generation that has ever been in America since our forefathers founded this country. Amen. We have deviated and gone astray from the principles and the precepts of purity and righteousness and godliness. The only thing that's holding America together tonight is the few praying saints that are left and are living godly. And whenever God withdraws the saints out of this country at the rapture of the church, all hell will turn loose. Amen. And demon spirits will take a hold. Amen. And men's lives. Amen. And they will be perverted. Brother, amen. I want to be here 5 minutes after the rapture of the church takes place. I want to leave here. Bible said that in the days of Noah before the flood, the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, that men's hearts were on evil continually. I've said this before and I'll say it again tonight. You get in a conversation with somebody, listen to me. You can get in a conversation with somebody, amen, out there in the world, just talking to them. Amen. And they will try to pervert your conversation into something filthy before you get through talking to them. Amen. And I'll go another step further and say, amen, amen. The women, I wouldn't call them ladies because they're not ladies. The women of this generation has got filthier tongues than any sailor that sailed the blue ocean. You take a woman that is out of, amen, contact with God and has no experience with the Lord, amen, they can out cuss any man that ever walked in shoe leather. Amen. The Bible said their hearts were on evil continually. And as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. What are you saying, Brother Savage? I'm saying to you tonight that Jesus is soon to come. Amen. And you can fool around and play around and hypocrite around. Amen. If you want to, you can come to church and play church and sing along with the rest of the saints. Amen. Are y'all still here now? Oh, yes, you can. Amen. You can raise your hand occasionally. Amen. To keep the preacher off of your back and keep him from talking to you about your soul and the way you're living outside of the house of God. Amen. To get everybody to think you're all right. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, you're playing a risky game with your soul. One of these days the Lord's going to come. Amen, and you're going to be caught without any oil. Amen, the trumpet's going to sound. Jesus, the Son of God's going to split the eastern clouds of glory. The saints is going to leave here. Amen, and you're going to be hunting for somebody to buy some spiritual oil from. Amen, and you won't find none. Oil is a type of the Spirit of God. Amen. Lamps is just a type of a profession. It is possible to be religious without being saved. It is possible to be a church member without being saved. It is possible to sing Amazing Grace without ever having any knowledge or an experience with the grace of God. Amen. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you tonight, you can't hide from the all-seeing eye of God. You can hide from the preacher. Amen. And you can slip her hand behind mom and daddy's back. Amen. You can do things that you feel like nobody knows about and nobody sees. Listen to me. I'm preaching tonight. Amen. You feel like that you can get by. Amen. And nobody will get the news. Amen. To the crowd that you're running with. The way that you're talking and the way that you're living. Amen. You may dabble a little bit in sin here. Amen. And flirt with sin there. Amen. I'm a preaching to you tonight. Somebody say amen. Amen. You can paint your fingernails while you're at school, young ladies. Amen. And scrape it off before you get home. But God knows what's in your heart. Amen. You can paint your lips. Amen. While you're with your friends and pals. Amen. And scrub it off before you come to the God's house and think that you're going to get by. Amen. I'm a preacher now. You can, amen, slip on the side and smoke a cigarette a time or two and think that nobody knows what's going on. Amen. Oh, brother, I'm a preaching now. Amen. I'm a telling you, there's an all-seeing eye that keeps records. Amen. And one of these days, you're going to find out You picked the wrong day to go hunting for oil. It'll be one day too late. The trumpet's gonna sound, and you'll scream and pray and cry and say, my God, I waited too long. I waited one day too late. Amen. The trumpet sounded. Mom and Daddy's gone. The church has left, and I'm not saved. Oh, God, help us tonight. I wonder what... Amen. I forgot his name. He's from England. Sir Newton. Amen. And he had many converts converted to atheism. Amen. And I was reading about his life just a few days ago in the book that I have at home, and how he lived and how many followers he had that had converted to atheism and did not believe in God, did not believe in eternity, did not believe in heaven, did not believe in hell, and how many young men that he had perverted to think and follow his teaching. He is a wise man as far as intellectual wisdom is concerned. Amen. And he held lectures all over England and many other foreign countries from England. Perverted the minds of the youth. Amen. Anti-God. Amen. But when that man came down to die, amen, and on his hospital bed, breathing his last breath, and his colleagues, amen, atheistic colleagues gathered around his bedside. I mean his followers, most of that. Amen. And his fellow atheists, as they gathered around his bedside, and they said to him, it's all right, Newton. Amen. Sir Isaac Newton, I believe, was his name. That's it, Sir Isaac Newton. Amen. And I hesitate to even give him the handle, sir. But that's the way they term him, they call him in England, Sir Isaac Newton. Amen. And they gathered around his bedside and told him that all is going to be well. Amen. He was leaving this life, but for him to take courage that nothing was going to happen. There was no eternity and no heaven and no hell. Amen. In the last gasping breath in this life, Sir Isaac Newton clenched his fist in his bedroom, amen, in the hospital room, and he says, you wretches, amen, you wretches, tell me there is no God. I am standing in his angry presence. Tell me there is no hell, but I feel the flames of torment, amen, leaping about my bedside. Don't tell me there is no eternity, for my soul has begun the long plunge into the awfulness and the blackness beyond this life. Don't tell me there is no God and no eternity and no hell, for I am experiencing them in these moments that I am yet alive. And with those muttering, cursing words, Sir Isaac Newton plunged into eternity, lost, amen, and died and went to a tormenting hell. Amen. Oh, tonight, amen, could I get you to see the urgency of not waiting too late, amen, to hunt for oil and to hunt for a real experience in God that'll give you the grace to live right and to serve God, amen, in this life. Oh, amen. Somebody said to me not too many days ago, amen, said, you're talking to other people and you're not talking to me. But I want to tell you,
Amen. Death is no respecter person. Amen. You can, oh, help me, Lord. Amen. You can postpone a dentist appointment. And you can cancel a doctor's appointment. Amen. But when death angel knocks on your door and says to you, the time is appointed that you must go, there is no postponement and no canceling. Amen. You must meet that appointment. The Bible said it is appointed unto every man once to die. But after this, the judgment, you must meet a sin avenging God. You may well get by me as preacher and pastor. You may get by the deacon, and he may not see the things you do. You may get by mom and daddy, and they don't know. But there's an all-seeing eye of God. Amen. That knows every step that you take, day and night, and the thoughts of your mind, and the intents of your heart, and he keeps an accurate record. The scripture said, today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. And again he said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring. If the Lord should tarry and should not come for another 10 years, well, you'll just say right now, we'll just use it, make an illustration. If that should happen, and your lifetime in this world was extended, you have no guarantee that you'll live that 10 years out. Oh God. I don't always like to preach like this, but I feel compelled of the Holy Ghost. I've seen people, amen, I thought they could get by, and somebody come by and say, Brother Savage said, what about so and so and so and so and this and that and the other, and they're doing this and they're doing that. And I said, amen, God knows about it. You can rest assured. They may get by me. But the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 35 that their feet shall slide in due time. Amen. Oh, Lord. Abraham said to God, Lord, would you spare the city for 50 righteous? Amen. The judge of the whole earth. Amen. Do it right. You can rest assured he will do it right. He doeth all things well, and he will judge it right. How many? Amen. Have I dealt with through the years? Me and my wife talked. Amen. The souls, precious souls, that wound up in the gutters of sin, bound by liquor, bound by dope. Amen. And they have said, I never intended to go this far. I never intended to go this far. Those same precious lives that we have seen in the house of God rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. With victory ringing in their soul. Amen. But drawn away of their own lust. Amen. And saw the appetites of sin. And sin became appealing. And what they saw, they wanted to taste. Amen. And they went to the world. And the world they crowd to get their kicks. Amen. Tried first on marijuana. Amen. Because they say that marijuana is not addictive. Amen. And you can quit it any time you want to. I have yet to see the case that it's so. Medically, that may be true. I don't know. Amen. But there is something about sin itself that once sin gets a foothold in your life, it does not stop at marijuana. It leads to harder drugs and harder and harder until your mind is so twisted and warped that you cannot reason anymore. Amen. Oh, who was it? Some years ago, I believe it was Art Linkletter's own daughter. Amen. From a dose of drugs. Amen. Jumped from I forgot how many story building and plunged to her death. Amen. Because of drugs. Amen. You know where it all started. It started from the first joint. Amen. That somebody tempted her with. And it didn't seem like a big thing. It was with the crowd. And you would be accepted. Amen. Everybody else is doing it. And why not you? Amen. But she wound up splattered on a concrete sidewalk. Amen. Because of sin and drugs that led her to her death and destruction. Amen. Don't wait too late. Amen. To search for salvation. Today is the day. Don't wait until you've gone too far and try to turn around. Do it now while God deals with your heart. I want to close in just a minute. In the 19th chapter of Genesis, after Lot had went to his sons-in-law, you see, Lot lost some daughters in that terrible, disastrous fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. For he went to his daughters and sons-in-laws and tried to tell them of the destruction that was coming. And his sons-in-laws made fun of him. Amen. And it seemed to them as idle tales as to what Lot was telling them, that destruction was coming. Amen. And God was going to rain fire and brimstone out of heaven and destroy the wickedness of that city. And Lot could not persuade them to lead with him. And the Bible said that while they lingered in verse 16 of chapter 19, amen, and while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, amen, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Amen, amen, oh. Tonight, can you see a picture, amen, of that mighty angel of God, angel of death, angel of wrath, the angel of judgment, amen, that came down to Lot, amen, and pleaded with him to leave that city because God was about to destroy it. Amen. Are y'all still here? Amen. I can see. Amen. Y'all still here? Amen. Amen. Now you can believe this if you want to. Amen. But this is what the Bible says. Amen. That one angel got a hold of Lot's hand. Amen. With the other hand, he got a hold of Lot's wife's hand. And the other angel got a hold of two children's hand. Amen. Now you can believe that he quietly strolled out of the gates of the city if you want to, whistling to the tune of the honky tonk music. You see that camaraderie if you want to, but I've got news for you. Amen. 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 to run to the Rock of Ages. Amen. That great Savior, the Lamb of God, the only one, amen, that you can find refuge in. He is your only salvation and hope tonight.
Father, we thank you for your presence. To pray tomorrow it may be too late for praying. The coming of the Lord could be today.
Oh, flee to the Rock of Ages. This could be it. Don't wait another day. Set the record right. Make everything straight with God. Come clean with the Lord. Amen. Surrender and commit it to God. Holy Spirit.
Oh, He's coming. And it's coming. It could be closer.
Blessed be God.
This could be your last chance to find Jesus. This could be your last chance to pray. Tomorrow it may be too late for praying. The coming of the Lord could be today. This could be your last chance to find Jesus. Oh, this could be your last chance to pray. Tomorrow it may be too late for praying. The coming of the Lord is me today. When I'm weary,
He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle and in the cold. He keeps me warm. He'll be coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And he's coming, oh yes, I'm gonna be going for my redemption. It draweth now. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle and in the cold. He keeps me warm. He's my comfort when I'm weary. And he's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle. In the cold, he keeps me warm. When I'm hungry, he's my manna sent from heaven to feed my soul. When I'm lonely, he's my real companion. Yes, he goes with me everywhere I go. Yes, he's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle. He's a cold. He keeps me warm. He'll be coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And he's coming, oh yes, I wanna be ready for my redemption. It groweth now. He'll be coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And he's coming, oh yes, I want to be ready for my redemption. He draweth now. Yes, he's my comfort when I'm weary. And he's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle and in the cold. He keeps me warm. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor win every battle, and in the cold, you keep me warm. When I'm hungry, he's my manna sent from heaven to feed my soul. When I'm lonely, he's my real companion. He goes with me everywhere I go. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle, and in the cold, he keeps me warm. He's my comfort when I'm in battle. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle. In the cold, keeps me warm. He'll be coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, he's coming. Oh, yes, I'm gonna be going for my redemption. He draweth nigh. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle, in the cold, he keeps me warm. He's my comfort when I'm weary, and he's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when I'm in battle, and in the cold, keeps me warm. When I'm hungry, he's my manna sent from heaven to feed my soul. When I'm lonely, he's my real companion. He goes with me everywhere I go. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle, in the cold, keeps me warm. when I'm hungry. He's my man of sent from heaven to feed my soul. When I'm lonely, he's my real companion. You go with me where I go. He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle and in the cold.